is up, everybody? Welcome to Student Visa. This is the podcast for the curious and the adventurous, those who want to experience something more. My name is Rob Salasky, and I would like to give you a huge thank you for listening. Whether you are planning to study abroad yourself, want tips for your next big trip, or are just looking to learn about an exciting new place during your daily commute, I know this podcast has something for you. In this episode, I'm going to sit down with my classmate and friend, Melanie, from London, England, and we're going to talk about how to choose a study abroad program. There are a few major things I think you should consider, and for anyone who's thinking about studying abroad, I think this will be super helpful as you're trying to narrow down your choices and pick the program that is best for you. Make sure you go to rsalasky.com/studentvisa to see an outline of this episode with some additional comments to help you kind of work through these different considerations. So if you know anyone who's thinking about studying abroad, be sure to send this their way. With that, I invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode of Student Visa. Melanie,
hey.
Welcome to Student Visa.
Nice to be here.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, audience, we're going to be speaking outside, so that's why you might hear a couple people out here. It's just a beautiful day in Pamplona.
Yeah.
Melanie and I decided to hang out here and sit in the plaza. So that's what's going on. But Melanie, let's talk about you. Where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from London, England. So I was born and raised there. I've got family in Brazil, family in Africa, a bit of everything.
Yeah. Nice. And you're studying in London, right?
Yep, University of Greenwich.
University of Greenwich.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then you are on exchange in Pamplona.
Yes, for a year now.
Okay, yeah. So I guess we can go ahead and talk about your program now. I'm only here for one semester,
mm-hmm.
but you're doing a year-long program. What is that like for you?
So my university only offers a year. So I got here and I was like, everyone was only staying for a semester. So I was like, what? I didn't know about that. And so I was like a bit nervous that I was gonna lose friends and stuff and have to restart the process. But a few of my friends ended up extending their stay. But yeah, I mean, I think for me, Pamplona, 1 year is enough because you kind of, it's a small place and you see the same things. And so, yeah, but I've loved it here. It's been a great experience for me.
Yeah, nice. So why did you choose Pamplona?
So I've studied Spanish since I was 11. And so like after sixth form, I think that's 12th grade in America.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Like your last year of high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I stopped practicing Spanish. I was like, wait, I've studied it for all these years. I need to actually use it. And so like when I found out about Erasmus, I was like, okay, I love Spain. I should go and practice the language. So yeah, that was like the main reason I wanted to come here. And like, it's my first time living by myself and stuff. So I wanted to experience that as well.
Nice. And so were you choosing between other locations in Spain, or was Pamplona the one that you had set up with your school? Or
I know I wanted to come to Spain, definitely, but I only had two options, was Pamplona and Zaragoza.
Okay.
And like I looked up Zaragoza and the uni was like super modern, and but it was like in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
And then I saw the campus here and it kind of reminded me of my campus. So I was like, okay, I didn't really know anything about Pamplona, but I was like, okay, I'm going to come here instead.
Okay, cool. My first question was, would you have chosen your location differently had you been able to only study for one semester? Or I guess that wasn't really an option for you, but I don't know. You said a year has been kind of a lot in Pamplona, but do you think being someplace for a year versus just a semester would affect the way you decide where you want to study?
I mean, maybe, but like in my situation, because I only had these two options, like I knew I needed Spain to actually practice my Spanish, so I would have still picked Pamplona. But if I was like just going Erasmus, maybe another big Madrid, a bigger city in Spain, or I don't know, somewhere else, France.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
So can you kind of expand upon why you chose UNAV here in Pamplona over that school in Zaragoza?
It was mainly the reason just of like the campus.
Just the campus?
Yeah, and like Zaragoza just seemed like, I don't know, Pamplona is like super cute, it looked super cute, and San Fermín, so I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But also just like, I don't know, it just seemed like I needed somewhere small as well.
Okay.
At the same time. And it just seemed better, I don't know, because there was more stuff going on here than Zaragoza.
Yeah. So the university in Zaragoza, is it in the city? You said it was in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
In like the city of Zaragoza, or yeah, like the university itself?
The university. But like, I don't know if that's the campus, but it's just surrounded by like land.
Oh, okay.
There isn't like any infrastructure around it, which I found kind of strange.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly where it's located, if it's far or what, but it just seems strange.
Because Zaragoza is a pretty big city, right?
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
I've only like driven kind of through, and I took a bus through, mm-hmm, or a train through. And it seems like a big city, but like one thing that's so nice about here in Pamplona and like UNAV is that you can walk everywhere except for the movie theater.
Yeah, exactly. The one with English movies.
But like basically you can walk everywhere. So maybe that, I don't know.
Yeah.
Even though
and
it's small.
And also UNAV has like a pretty good ranking that I found out after I came here. But it's like one of the best international schools worldwide.
True. Yeah. All right. So let's get into these things you should consider when you're picking an exchange program. So the role of academics, you just mentioned that. So you said it was something that you found out after you got here.
Yeah.
Did it play any sort of role before you chose your program or while you were trying to figure out a program? Like,
no, I didn't actually like search for that stuff. I think it's like relatively important because you don't, especially if you're going abroad, I think you want to know that you're going to get a good education if you're going for that aspect because you're paying money to go study somewhere else. But, you know, I found out afterwards and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. That's like a good choice. I came here then. But I didn't actually look to see the rankings of unis and that.
Gotcha. What do you think about the academics here?
They have pretty cool teachers from everywhere, like Americans, Spanish. So it's nice to be taught, not only be surrounded by international, but have international teachers. And they're pretty good professors with experience in the industries, which is nice because they always like relate it back to their experiences. And it's cool to just have like hear their stories. And
Yeah. I definitely will say the professors are from all over the place and they do have a lot of really cool experiences. And I guess we have, how many classes together? Two?
Strategic management.
Three?
Global, strategic.
And entertainment.
And media and entertainment.
Oh.
Four.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
We've ended one.
Gotcha. And you said yourself that your classes last semester were a lot better than this semester.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I feel like I have not been that challenged academically here.
Yeah.
And I guess it's one of those things where you can kind of make it what you want, and I could be getting more out of my classes if I really push myself.
Yeah.
But that's so hard, especially when you're on exchange.
Yeah, like, I don't know what happened. Like, last semester, I was super, like, focused on my classes and studied a lot. But, like, I came back, and it's, like, I haven't been able to study. Like, I just want to be out and traveling. And I don't know. So I did prefer, maybe it's because I preferred my classes last semester as well. But it's, like, I don't know. Yeah, I haven't really pushed myself as much.
Yeah, well,
with the classes this time.
You should feel pretty good about yourself because I've only been here for one semester and I still am not pushing myself. So, academics, I think, is definitely something you should consider when choosing your study abroad program.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, at the end of the day, you're paying to go study somewhere.
Exactly.
So you should be getting something out of it for your education and whatnot. But at the same time, I think for both of us, we were pretty limited in our choices. Like, I chose this school because it was the only school in Spain that my major had a relationship with.
Oh, okay.
So, like,
my journalism school has some sort of exchange program going on with the FCOM here in...
And nowhere else.
And, well, nowhere else in Spain.
Okay,
we have a couple in South America, like one in Chile, and one in Argentina, and then, like, there's one in France and in the UK as well. But I, like, wanted to go to Spain, so I pretty much was like, all right, that's it for me.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I didn't look into the academics. But I guess it is, like, I don't know. The fact that my school had an exchange with the school kind of, like, made me not worry about the academics here, but it is something you should consider, I guess.
Yeah.
But kind of like you said, we're also able to do so much traveling and hanging out and meeting new people and socializing that it's not your primary concern once you're actually here.
Yeah.
And so moving on to the next big consideration, at least for me, location. You said that kind of played a role when you were choosing between here and Zaragoza. Is there anything else like you would add to like the location and how, like how you should consider like where you're going to be located during your exchange and how that should affect your decision?
Well, for me, like I would be very scared to go somewhere where I couldn't speak the language. So if that's like not an issue for you, like go somewhere really cool or different. It's just like, I already knew how to speak a bit of Spanish. So I was like, okay, that helps me a little bit. But like, I've got friends here that don't know anything and I would just be so scared because Barcelona, for example, lots of people speak English, but like here that no one speaks English. So it's like, you have to try. So I think maybe that would be a factor. And also like, if you're going abroad for the purpose of traveling as well, like make sure you choose somewhere that gives you access, because like Pamplona, we have the train, coach, planes, so it's easy, it's close to lots of different places and easy to get to Europe. So I think if you want to travel, like choose somewhere that you have the options to get to places.
I think with location, language, and then being able to go other places are the two biggest things that I considered, because immediately I narrowed down like my exchange options to Spain and then the program in Chile and Argentina. But then I thought, well, if I'm in Spain, then I can go to France and the UK and maybe Italy and Germany and all these different places. And then if I'm in South America, there'd be like a lot of great like hiking and camping and skiing and like really crazy outdoor stuff, but not quite as many like destinations that I'm like really itching to go to. So.
Yeah. So it's like personal choice, I guess.
True. And then let's go back and talk about the, like you said how Pamplona has the bus and the train and whatnot, like easy ways to get around. Cause I think that should also play a big role in your decision. Even though we have those different like ways to get outside of Pamplona, like because we're a smaller city, it's still like much harder to get out.
Yeah.
So I think one thing that people should also consider is like how big the city is, because that will affect like if you can get direct planes.
Flights and that's the frustrating thing with Pamplona Airport. So like flights to London, you have to connect through Madrid and it's way more expensive than going through Bilbao.
Yeah.
So it's like £100 cheaper to go from Bilbao, and Bilbao is 2 hours by coach. So I did that like last time when I was going home. And like I found out for a friend the other day that, do you know Vitoria Gasteiz? It's like the capital of Basque.
Yeah.
It's like an hour from here. And they actually have an airport and it's smaller than Pamplona, which I'm like,
wow,
how do they have an airport? But he said like you can get to Italy for 30 euros.
Wow.
So I was like, great.
So right here, a man came up to us and asked for a lighter and a cigarette. Pretty normal Spain stuff. We talked to him for a sec, but let's just skip forward and get on to the episode. You went to Vitoria.
Yeah. So it's one of
small airport.
Yeah. It's one of the places I want to go to. But then the guy was like, you can get to Italy for 30 euros. So I was like, wow. So yeah, there's options.
Yeah. True. Went to the Netherlands and I had to go through Bilbao. How did you get there? Because you were in Amsterdam.
I got a coach to Barcelona and then a flight from Barcelona.
Okay. So yeah, that's pretty typical for people in Pamplona. Like not many people are really flying from here. Yeah. And if you do, you're connecting somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So that's just something else to consider. Like I think small cities overall are better. Like even though we just kind of like had a strange man approach us, like Pamplona is a very safe city. And
yeah, very safe. I love that here.
Yeah, and I hear like most girls feel pretty safe when they're like walking around at night. And like walking by yourself isn't a good idea anywhere, but it's not like the end of the world in Pamplona and people aren't always getting their phones stolen and whatnot.
Yeah, like that was everyone, like when I got here, everyone was like, it's super safe, you can walk at night. And like when I started going out with friends, I was like kind of freaked out to be walking by myself because from London, like in London, you cannot walk around at night by yourself, especially as a girl. But I do here and it's completely safe and it's great. Yeah,
so that's something else. Even though you have the hassle of like usually going to a different city for an airport and stuff, there's a lot of benefits to a small city.
Also
one last benefit we're going to talk about with a small city is the like using your language. So like you had already mentioned, in Barcelona most people speak English pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Pamplona, it's not the case at all.
No.
Like, I would say most people, if they're not in the university, aren't going to speak English.
Yeah.
And especially if you're talking about people that are over probably 25 or 30 years old,
then
the likelihood of them speaking English is, like, quite low.
Yeah. And it like I hadn't spoke Spanish for a while until I came here. So it was also kind of daunting for me to start again. And I would like have to Google Translate everything just to get into the swing of speaking it again. But yeah, like even staff at the university don't speak English. So, you know, you have here, you have to try at least to learn the basics to get by.
Yeah, which is super cool. It's definitely a challenge, but it's a good challenge. And I think we both wanted to improve in our Spanish when we came here. So we're getting just that by being in a smaller city.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is another question going back to like choosing between UNAV and then the other school in Zaragoza. But just in general, like what were you looking for in a university? You said a smaller university, I think, and like you wanted a specific campus. Mm-hmm. What are the things that you were considering before you chose your program here?
I wanted to like make sure it had stuff to do with my degree. Like I do advertising and digital marketing at home. And so like they had the program here, but I thought it would be the same thing that you kind of just have a set. The classes you do are like set, but like here you choose random. Like they offer a list of English courses and then you just choose like with how many credits you need. So like, I wanted to make sure that it had options that would benefit me, and they did. And it was like, you kind of get to learn some stuff outside, but that still relate to like marketing, for example. So it was interesting, like multimedia communications I really enjoyed last semester. And that was one of the reasons as well. And I was just excited to meet new people. And so the fact that it was a huge international base here, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And that's not something that I fully considered before coming here, but I did meet a couple people at my university at home who were on exchange there from UNAV.
Okay.
And they had told me like, oh yeah, there's so many internationals back at Pamplona. You know, you can meet so many people from all over the world. And I had a professor tell me the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me really excited about this.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I would have not done it had I not heard that good feedback, but it's something that like is huge, I think, because
it's a lot of international students.
Yeah. It's so fun to meet people from all over.
Yeah.
And not feel like you're the only outsider. Like there's a lot of people that are kind of outsiders and want to make friends and want to.
Yeah. You're on the same boat.
Yeah. So I think that's something huge to consider, even if you're like maybe your school has an exchange set up with some random school and there's like going to be some students there. It's super awesome to be in a place where they're really like heavily reliant on international students coming in. Because I would say in the average classroom, we probably have 25 internationals, like kind of all sitting in a couple rows.
Yeah, and definitely.
It's a good time. So I think that's something people should definitely consider when they're looking at a specific university. Was there anything else that kind of like about a specific university that you think you should really pay attention to, or that you did pay attention to, or you wish you would have considered before doing an exchange program?
Back again to the curriculum, just maybe like I had to do some stuff that's like completely not to do with my degree because I need the credits.
Okay.
So like I nearly had to do economics, which I was like, I'm not doing economics. But I managed to get out of that. But yeah, maybe consider, you might have to do some stuff, like if you enjoy it, like obviously, like I wanted to do film here, but I couldn't. You know, I had to do visual culture, which is like art, and I like art, and the class is not as fun.
Right.
So yeah, I'm not,
gotcha.
I can't think of anything.
Cool. What about Pamplona did you expect, and like talk about both good things you expected and bad things that you expected?
I didn't actually know anything really. I realized when I got here, I didn't search anything about this. I kind of Googled it and I saw pictures of the center, but I didn't like search up anything. So when I got here and I got to Plaza de Castilla, I was like, wait, wow, there's stuff to do here, there's shopping. And so like, I expected it to be super small. But then like once I started walking around, like you can get everywhere by foot, I was like, okay, it's not as small as I thought. Because my Erasmus coordinator at home was like, it's a circle, you won't get lost. But I've gotten lost plenty of times today because everything looks the same. So yeah, I expected it to be super tiny, not have as much to do, but there actually is every basic thing you need to have fun, I guess.
Yeah, I heard the same thing. People said that, oh, Pamplona is tiny, and people, like students from Spain here that are from other parts of Spain will say like, oh, Pamplona is tiny and boring and this and that. And that's kind of what I expected. But yeah, I was surprised just like you. And I was very happy to see that like there's so much to do here. And especially as someone from the US, Pamplona feels huge because there's like a lot of big apartment buildings and like, I would say like most of the city is not like high rise buildings, but like this, like five to six stories like everywhere. And then like there are bigger buildings towards the center. And so it feels like a big city in the US, but the difference is like once you go outside of the like city, there's like nothing.
So exactly.
This is kind of, everybody lives in this like very urban environment. And so it feels like a big city, but it's not. So was there anything bad? I guess that is a bad thing that you expected.
Yeah, it really. I didn't think there would be anything to do, but pleasantly surprised.
Gotcha. Okay, so what did you not expect? Besides, you didn't expect it to be big, but like, is there anything you didn't expect, like from the university or from just like being just like in general, like life abroad or anything like that?
I was like surprised how much green there is. It's like half of the city is just like green, which was super nice, and the campus is like really beautiful. And the mountains are close by. I have yet to go hiking, but that's pretty cool. I didn't expect there to be like so many bars and clubs. There's even escape rooms.
Really?
There's like two or three, which like you wouldn't expect in a small city.
Right.
And even like a mall, I was like, La More, I was like, what? So it's pretty cool. They have everything.
Really. They really do have everything you need.
Yeah.
And for listeners, Pamplona is, I think, just under 200,000 people, which is not super big at all. But yeah, it's got everything you need. And I think people just make it sound like it's super, super small and boring because it's not anything like Madrid or Barcelona or like the really big cities that are in Spain. One thing that I expected, because people were telling me this, is I expected the weather to be terrible here. And
yeah, that's my only expectation when I came. I was like, great, London weather again, like rain.
Yeah. So is it like London or?
No, except for those 2 weeks we had rain.
We did have two terrible weeks.
Yeah.
Solid rain.
That was depressing.
Yeah.
It's good now.
Yeah. I think because Pamplona has definitely like much worse weather on average compared to the rest of Spain. Mm-hmm. Like if you go down to the Mediterranean part of Spain, that's the nicest weather on planet Earth.
Exactly.
Probably. And so people that are here that are from like near Barcelona or Malaga or even Madrid where it like never rains, they come here to school and they have to like wear a raincoat and like put on like a bigger winter jacket.
Yeah.
And they're like mad about the weather and they say it's like so awful. Whereas like for you, it seems like it's like nicer than home. For me, it's like pretty much the same, except more moderate. Like in my home in Chapel Hill and in Black Mountain, North Carolina, it gets colder and I think it also gets like hotter in the summer. Mm. And here, it never got super cold. Like when I got here in January, it was like definitely
winter. That was only like one day. It was like -3. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. But like it was really cold. That was like the one time I've been really cold here.
-3, I think, is about 26.
Okay.
Which is, it's below freezing.
But yeah.
It's not crazy. Like,
it's not crazy, but like I felt it.
It's definitely cool. Like you got to put on a big jacket.
Yeah, you
got to have a hat and gloves and stuff. But people just make it sound like the weather is awful here and it's not at all. So I would recommend anybody considering studying abroad to go on Google and look up the actual weather.
Because not all of Spain is sunshine.
Because, people will tell you one thing and they're going to be like biased based off of where they're from. Mm-hmm. So just go look up the weather, see what it actually is like.
Yeah.
And then, the weather here is fine. It's not like Barcelona or the Mediterranean, but I mean, today's a great day.
Yeah. Do you get snow at home?
Yeah. So in the mountains, we'll get quite a bit of snow. Quite a bit relative to the rest of the state. Probably in meters or centimeters, maybe like 50 centimeters for the whole winter.
Okay.
And then in Chapel Hill, where I go to school, which is not in the mountains, we've gotten that much snow. Even last year, like in December, we had a big snow. But I would say they probably average like 15, 20 centimeters for a whole winter.
Okay.
But not a lot at all.
It's actually snowed a couple times here.
Yeah. But like we got like this much.
This much.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was white for a bit. And I was like, what? Spain?
Yeah. It's definitely weird to like have snow in Spain.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. And we're at like a higher elevation. Mm-hmm. So we get some cold weather here, but nothing too crazy at all.
No.
At least in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right. So if you went back and did everything again, like you still wanted to study in Spain,
mm-hmm.
Would you, or maybe you don't have to decide to study in Spain again, but if you're going to do your exchange again, would you do it here in Pamplona? Anything you would change about it?
I actually like really love Pamplona and I thought I wouldn't because coming from such a big city, I was like, oh, am I going to get like bored? But I really love it here, so maybe I would come again. But like, maybe not Barcelona because it gets like super crowded and I just think it'll be a completely different experience. Maybe Madrid, I went there and I really liked it. It was like, it's a really big city, but not as many people as Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you'd have more stuff to do and but maybe I really like Pamplona and it was like, it's been a great experience for me. So probably I'd come back.
Yeah. What if you had another year of exchange after this? Like you still get to have your Pamplona experience.
Yeah.
What would you do after that?
Yeah, maybe Madrid or Barcelona.
Madrid.
Then
but you'd come back to Spain?
Yeah, I would. I'm not fluent in Spanish yet and I feel like I need to get it. And I don't practice at home. So the only opportunity would be to study here.
Gotcha. Fair enough. What would be your ideal study abroad program? Like, it doesn't even have to be a possibility, but like, if you could make it exactly how you want it to be, Would it be a year? Would it just be a semester? Would it be 2 years?
I think I like it being for a year, because I feel like for a semester, it's like you get to the place, you form good relationships, and then you have to say bye.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this semester has gone so quick compared to last semester that I'm already, like, getting upset that I'm going to have to say bye to everyone.
Oh.
Ideal situation, I don't know. Somewhere hot, good weather every day, lots of food options, because, like, Pamplona has restaurants, but it's, like, quite difficult to find. I mean, like in Madrid, every street there's somewhere to go. Uh-huh. And I'm like a food person, so.
Okay.
It's like I'm always having to deeply research where can I eat here.
Hmm. Yeah, there aren't a ton of different options
in Pamplona. Yeah, kind of just like burgers.
Like lots of Spanish food, and then, yeah, for some reason burgers are huge here. And then like KFC.
Which I like,
and
but like you
random
want,
American places.
Yeah, and one McDonald's like half an hour away.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I guess that's just because it's a small city and not a ton of like internationals here. So like I've seen one Mexican restaurant, and for me that's weird because you can usually find Mexican restaurants everywhere in the States. And I really miss like spicy food because they don't have that.
There's like an Indian restaurant here, which is
there
good.
There is an Indian. Ooh, I haven't been.
I've been there and it's like I love Indian food. So
do I.
It was nice to have that at least.
Nice. So it would be a city that's warm, a city that has a ton of different food.
And maybe like stuff to do. Like, I don't know. One thing I hate in Pamplona is that everything's closed on Sunday.
Yeah.
And like Sunday's kind of at home, my day to go out shopping or go out and do something like on the weekend.
Yeah.
So it's like everywhere is closed. Even most restaurants, like you have some coffee places open.
Right.
But maybe like some more stuff to do because we kind of just have the park here and go chill.
Yeah. That's
chill.
About it.
Yeah, that's about it. So it's kind of like maybe more stuff to do in a bigger place, but I'm not complaining.
Yeah. So it sounds like Madrid might be
good option.
The place for you if you get to do another program.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool if you got to go spend some time in Madrid. And I mean, I could piece together an ideal program for myself, but I think part of the experience is just like deciding to commit to some sort of different experience that you don't like have 100% of an idea what it's going to be, or maybe you're not super excited about everything, and just kind of rolling with the punches and
make the most of it.
Yeah, making the most of it. So, yeah, you're probably never going to find the perfect program for you.
Yeah.
So it's always good to be able to just jump into something and enjoy it and learn something new and stuff like that. Okay, so we're reaching the end. Do you have any advice for someone who is really wanting to study abroad, but they don't know where they want to study abroad, and they're trying to like find the right program for them? What would you say to them?
Back to the, this is kind of like a boring thing if you're like going for academics, because there are people that purely go to actually study and then people that go to party and stuff. So advice, if you're going to party, go somewhere big that you know there's lots of stuff to do. Don't bother going to a small place, so then like you can have as much fun as you can in the short time if you're doing a semester or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like going to study, make sure the university offers courses for you so that you don't have to do subjects that you don't like. So like I've had like two that I haven't, classes that I haven't enjoyed, but I have to do it because I need the credits. So that's like my only thing. That would be my advice.
Gotcha. So just make sure you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
And like know why you're going, and then will that be fully available at that program?
And just make the most of your Erasmus. Like I was really indecisive about coming because I'm a super shy person, so I was like, am I gonna make friends and blah blah, but everyone's in the same boat and it's been great to meet so many people from different parts of the world, and you meet people, you know, you're gonna stay in contact with, so it's a great experience. So make the most of it. There's going to be like ups and downs, homesick maybe, but yeah, it's a great experience that I encourage everyone to go abroad in their life.
Yeah, I would say the exact same thing that you just said. Just do it. Just go for it.
Just do it.
Okay, so I got three more questions before you go. If you've listened to the past episodes, then you know what's coming. That's good. What's your, like, the favorite place you've ever visited and why?
So I went to Greece before I came here, Athens, which is like, I would want to go to all the beach parts and stuff, but I did a cruise from Athens to like three small islands, which was like amazing. And that was like one of my favorites. But actually recently, Amsterdam, last week, I spent like 4 days there and like obsessed with it. I'm always like, I was always kind of like a person, London's the greatest city in the world, but Amsterdam's like number two now. I really loved it. It's like museum heaven, like a bunch of like photography and film stuff, which I'm into, and like so much food. It was great. So that was like one of my favorite places, definitely.
So Amsterdam.
Yeah, surprisingly. Nice.
Like, I guess you can't really say that you visited London, but like you like Amsterdam objectively more than London?
I wouldn't say more, but okay. It's pretty close.
So all the places you visited, so like besides home, which is London for you,
yeah.
Amsterdam's number one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I had a lot of fun.
Nice. I unfortunately did not get to spend any time in Amsterdam, but I'm sure I'll be back at some point.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two. What's one thing from your hometown, which your hometown is London, one of the biggest cities ever, but something that you guys do or have that other people should also do or have, but they don't?
I don't know.
Like, what's a London thing?
A London thing.
That you like, that is missing in the world. This is probably pretty tough because London is such a significant city that what you guys are doing is gonna like probably be quickly adapted elsewhere.
Yeah.
But
maybe like food, like after a night out, there's so many like kebab places or chicken and chips, as we say, fries. At like 3 a.m. that you go eat and it's the best, and like here there's nowhere to eat at that time, like after a night out. There's only like a couple places in the center with like really bad pizza. Food is like my only picky thing here. I wish there was a lot more restaurants, but it's a small place. I can't expect anything. I don't know why I can't. I'm sure there's something, but I can't think of it right now.
I mean, kebabs. I feel like London has a ton of international food.
Yeah.
Like, curry was introduced to me by someone who is from, like, someone who's British.
Indian food is really big in the UK.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think just an appreciation for international food. That's totally a
culture.
Fair answer.
I think so, yeah. Food.
All right. And then the last question. What is your hometown or home country value more than you feel like people not from your hometown or home country value?
The only random thing in my head right now is like for Pamplona specifically, like in London, everyone, as they cross the street, they're like, thank you. Hmm. And like, no one does that here. And that's really weird to me because I feel like super rude. But then when I do it, like I'm the only person doing it, I feel like the drivers don't understand me. And so it's like strange. That's stupid. I can't think of anything.
That actually surprises me to hear that you're saying that coming from a big city. Because in the U.S., in a big city, you generally like are very impersonal. Like you don't really wave at people.
Yeah.
But like from where I'm from, like when a car stops, which is for one, that's rare.
Right.
In the U.S., like cars just rule the world. But if they do, like, you definitely, like, make eye contact and wave.
Yeah.
Just, that's all, as you're crossing. And hopefully you pick up your pace, because I hate when people walk in front of you at the crosswalk and they're just taking their time. It's like, come on, man. I chose not to run over you. You should, like, speed it up a little bit. But, yeah, that's cool. I would not guess that they do that in London.
Yeah. It's like, I will always find a way to say thank you. Like, it's a reflex. And like when I got here, I just found it super strange.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, thank you, Melanie, for hanging out and sharing what you have to say with me and the rest of Student Visa listeners.
Thank you.
It's been awesome to have you. I'll catch you later on.
Yeah.
Peace.
Folks, that is it for this episode of Student Visa. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed meeting Melanie and listening to what she had to say about how to choose a study abroad program. If you haven't noticed, I've been switching back and forth between episodes that are personal stories and then episodes that are more objective advice for someone who wants to study or travel abroad. I'm trying to get a gauge on what you guys prefer, but what would help me the most is if you reach out either in a comment below on rsolowski.com/studentvisa or on social media, just shoot me a message there and let me know what you actually prefer and what you want to see in future episodes, because this is all about you. With that, it is officially spring, so get out there and enjoy this week of hopefully lovely spring weather. I know it's nice here in Pamplona. All right, guys, see you next Monday.